We were in the late 1970s. I was trying to consolidate our operations, and we had 5 operating entities with 13 or 14 buildings, and I began consolidating and consolidating the bookkeeping and consolidating the buildings, trying to do more in the buildings. And the industry was changing too. We were going from hand tied to bales and beginning to go from, well, we started seeing, we didn't see any big bales at the time, but we went from hand tied to little bales, which allowed us to consolidate. So we were selling a lot of tobacco in fewer warehouses when we were shifting over, and we were pretty well at the max as far as becoming more efficient and getting too big with that marketing system, because there's another thing we had to do in those days. Is we were, the farmer came to us to take care of his needs. And the way you were successful in those days is you know, they paid me, so I had to try to keep him happy, and I did a good job at it. But then to do that, I had to buy a lot of his tobacco. So times were changing where it was getting harder and harder. We were getting bigger and bigger, but it was taking more money and more energy to buy his tobacco and then resell it to the buyers, and that was creating a lot more friction also between the purchaser and the warehousing. So, you know, the system was getting to a point that it had to change from my perspective. I mean, to take that next step to get it more efficient, it had to change. We were, you know, we were storing tobacco on the warehouse floors for 30 and 40 days at the time, which was liable for a lot of shrink to the customer, which is the buyer.
Yeah.
So, you know, from those days where we handled the tobacco 3 or 4 times to what we do now is we handle it essentially one time. It comes off the truck and goes straight across the floor into another truck. So there was a lot of cost taken out by going from the auction days to the contracting. A lot of cost. The protection for the grower as far as the warehouseman, I mean, that's not there now. That's something that we lost, and that definitely was a positive to the grower. I mean, in this environment, depending on supply and demand, but in today's environment, there's plenty of competition, and farmers can pretty well move anywhere they want to and get any price they want to. But in years in the past where there hadn't been as much competition, you can tell the difference. So as far as the efficiency of a marketing system, the contracting is a whole lot more efficient, smoother. But there is a loss of the competitive nature of the auction market. So. Yeah.